Okay, don't fucking stick it in your throat. No, don't do that either.
My name is Jacob Daniel.
And my name is Zach Morris, and you're listening to Keeping Up With The Chaos,
an uncensored half-hour pop culture commentary,
real-life drama,
and stories unlike anything you've heard before.
This is the life that surrounds us.
It's not just drama, it's keeping up with the chaos. Wait, did we mess up? No, that was it.
Yeah.
Quick little disclaimer, this is part two of Year of Our Queens, so if you haven't listened to part one, go back, do that now, and come back and start part two. There's a lot of juicy details in part one that you don't want to miss that lead into part two. Enjoy the episode, and remember to subscribe to keep up with the chaos. Do you know about any of the drama between Kanye and her? And Kim?
Not all of it, but there were like conversations and there were screenshots and there were recordings that yes. weren't like completely, you know.
So it was all about his song, Famous?
Yeah, where he basically used like a lookalike of Taylor Swift in it.
Well, yes, but the song came out first, yeah. right? So, and the song, it says, me and Taylor might still have sex, why I made that bitch famous. And so like at first she was like on point with the lyrics, like, it even shows, like, the call with them being like, yeah. She'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm totally in on it. And then, like, when people ask me, they'll be like, yeah, I, like, approved it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but it got doctored because she never approved being called a bitch on a song.
Yes.
And then he turned around and made a music video with a lookalike. And it wasn't even actually a lookalike. It was wax figures.
Yeah.
Of her naked. And that caused even more drama.
And like, where does he get off saying that? She was famous before he even mentioned her.
Exactly. Well, like, so you know what happened, right?
When he got up on
stage. Yeah.
Oh, Beyonce should have won this.
Yeah, stole her moment.
Yeah, that asshole.
So, like, that's when he thinks that he made her famous.
Ew. Wrong, Kanye. You're wrong.
Wrong.
Very wrong. Completely.
So, yeah. And then, like, Kim recorded that, snapped that, but, like, only, like, basically doctored it, right?
Yeah.
But then 2 years later or something, two, 3 years later, just after your reputation comes out, the full leak somehow comes out.
Like, who pulled that out of thin air?
Chris, let's be honest.
Love that.
She, like, her kids needed some more attention or something. So, like, the full thing. And that's when Taylor was like, what did she say? She didn't even, like, retweet it, but she replied to somebody who tweeted it.
Yeah.
And was like, and so now everyone wants to believe me or something.
Ooh.
Like that. I don't know. But, like, back when, like, it all first happened, Kim got all of her fans to go and comment on all of Taylor's stuff and spam her with snakes, the snake emoji.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
And then Taylor went and turned off her
comments.
Mm-hmm. Like, even now, I she's very selective about what she allows comments on.
Yeah.
But she went silent for a couple years, didn't release any music. Everyone thought, like, she just disappeared, retired, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she came out with, she just randomly out of nowhere, in 2017, came out with a partial video yeah. of a snake and not even any lyrics or anything like that. And then she, like, started posting very selectively on Instagram, specifically that. So she, like, owned the whole snake thing and yeah. she, like, turned it into her icon for, or her mascot for Reputation.
Yeah, it was really great the way that she kind of, like, turned that around.
Oh, yeah, 100%. She owned that shit. And then, like, that entire album was calling everybody out.
Every motherfucker out.
Everybody. So that our, like, I'm really excited to hear what that sounds like re-recorded, redone, because she's definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
But, it was just, it was a lot, because Katie was involved in that too. I mean, like, she called out Katie.
And there was beef there for, like, a full year, and then, like, the next year, I think, it wasn't, like, a VMA night where they made up?
Katie was performing, I think, and Taylor sent an Olive Branch.
Yeah.
I think, or Or Taylor was performing and Katie sent an Olive Branch. No, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Taylor was performing and Katie sent an Olive Branch because Taylor put it on her Instagram story.
Oh.
Yeah.
They worked it out.
They worked it out, and then they became little burgers and fries for a video. So it'd be interesting if they collab though.
Yeah. Katy Perry hasn't done anything in a while either.
I mean, she just had a kid, and then, like, she did that whole, she had, like, a little album.
It wasn't like one of her big ones, like no. California. That, you know.
No, I mean, she's probably, I think she's more focused on American Idol.
Mm.
She's making a shit ton of money on that, though. They're paying her more than they're paying her co-judges, whatever, co-star judge people, whatever.
Wow. She just has to show up and sit and listen to some...
people scream at her for a little bit.
You know? Yeah.
And not even actually scream at her. Like, she's not taking any heat or anything. She's giving the heat. So she's like, no, sorry. Next.
Next.
Next. It's a note for me, dog. But yeah, I don't know. Crazy times. Fun times.
Did you have a favorite song from the album?
Which album?
The re-release.
I think my favorite song is Ronin. It's a very sad song. It's not like a relationship song. So she had read a blog about this mom's blog about her kid who had cancer.
Oh my God.
Died at 4 years old. And she just like read the entire blog about how this mom went through like the grief and everything and like whatnot. And she just wrote a song about it. She used a lot of like the lyrics and stuff in it. I think that lady is technically a co-write.
Wow.
I think. I don't know. I might be talking out of my ass right now. Yep. Maya Thompson and Taylor Swift.
Heartbreaking situation for a very sad song.
Yep. That's the mom of the boy.
Jeez. So
she got a co-write on a Taylor Swift song since Taylor used her blog and a lot of her words.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I really love about Taylor, though, is her ability to tell a story. The whole Rebecca Harkness thing with a song that she wrote for Evermore, Great American Dynasty. That was just about a story about this lady who lived in a house that she now owns. She like read newspapers. She read just the history of this woman and the house, and she turned it into a story.
Wow.
She turned it into a song. It's amazing. So I think that means that you need to start listening more.
Yeah. I mean, I very much relate to her.
She's not just a really big celebrity for no reason.
Yeah. And that's really what I thought she was.
Mm-mm.
At first.
No. Like her ability to tell a story. Also, did you see anything about SNL?
Damn it, I didn't watch SNL this weekend.
Oh my God. Well, she performed.
I knew that.
She was the artist that was performing, but she also did like a little song with Pete Davidson, a little rap thing or whatever. It's just so funny though, because it's called Three Sad Virgins or something like that. And she sings on it. And yeah. It's just so funny because she's hilarious and it just works.
Yeah, I thought she was just going to be the performance that night. I didn't know she was going to be...
She wasn't actually like in anything else. It was just that one song and then the performance.
Gotcha.
That's it. Like normally artists go on there and sing like one, two or three songs. But because she was doing her 10-minute song, they were like, we're going to condense it down into one. And then we'll like give you this other little screen time.
And did you see her on The Tonight Show?
Yes.
The quotes from that were just hysterical to me.
Which quotes?
She was asked, like, oh, you know, do you still have any... how was it singing these songs again about these situations that have happened in your life? Did you feel any different? She was like, I don't feel anything about them at all anymore.
Oh, well, okay, so you actually are misquoting that. She was asked, if this was about anybody in particular, what do you think that they might be thinking about now that it's re-released? And she was like, I have not thought about their... why can't I think of the word?
Yeah, you act like you knew the quote by heart.
I don't know the quote by heart, but I know it a lot more than you do. I have no fucking clue.
Their impact on her life.
Yeah, something about like just them or what they're going through at the time.
Yeah.
And it was like the best thing that you could say, but the worst thing for that person to hear.
It was rather soul
crushing. I have not thought about their experience through all of this, yeah. Which is hilarious. Great. Great times. Especially now that she's like in this really happy relationship.
Aww.
Good for her. So how was your weekend? We can now get into other stuff now that we're done with the Queens.
Oh, I had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Had a little COVID scare because I thought, you know, I can't taste or smell anything.
Mm.
And that was not the case. Came back negative.
That's good.
Took it easy the rest of the weekend. Went on a date.
Ooh, how was the date?
It's been good.
It's been good? The date's been good?
The dates have been good.
The dates have been good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he seems nice.
He seems
I'm
nice.
I'm interested, you know.
Which date was this?
What do you mean?
Like, how many dates have you been on?
Five.
Ooh, so have you sealed the deal?
We have not sealed the deal.
Ooh, wow.
I've kept the worm in his cage.
Oh, you like to cage it?
Oh, girl, not like that, man. I mean, I kept it in my pants.
Someone's into chastity.
Actually, the first time I saw one of those things, I was thoroughly disturbed.
Yeah.
It low-key scared me. I was like, why, what is this? What is this?
it's a cage for your dick.
Because I did not fully understand what the purpose was, and I still don't fully understand what the purpose is.
I think the purpose is that their focus is elsewhere.
Yeah, you know, when I think about it, that guy was definitely
like
into the
four, like maybe 4 or 5 inches underneath and to the back.
Just around the corner.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's hilarious.
What about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. I spent all weekend working. I tried to, oh my god, I have a story. Okay.
Is it about Taylor Swift?
No, it's not.
Okay,
so a little bit, but no. So Saturday I was here at home working on my computer for a little bit. And then I was like, you know what? I want to go get some Starbucks. But then I also wanted to draw.
Yeah.
I didn't feel comfortable. Like, I had been in my apartment for, I don't know, 6 straight days just working, doing whatever. And
yeah,
I was like, I need to get out.
Out.
Yeah. So I took my iPad and I went to Starbucks. And I was going to sit there and draw. And I got me a little caramel apple spice and the bacon gouda. Oh
God, delicious. Did they actually have the cinnamon dolce that time?
No, they did not.
Damn.
So I got it with the brown sugar. I know. I don't know what the deal is. Like, where the fuck is the cinnamon dolce?
It's a supply chain issue. Fucking COVID.
It's fucking Starbucks. Get on board. But also really neat. Starbucks is kind of exclusively playing a lot of Taylor Swift music right now.
Yeah.
With the red release and everything.
Did you get
like
the
that.
Taylor Swift drink?
No, because I don't drink coffee.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and it's a latte.
Can't relate.
Can't relate. So. So yeah, I was I was just sitting there. I had my AirPods in. I was listening to some music and I was just trying to draw.
Yeah, just kind of like in your own little zone.
Yeah, I needed to work on my comic some, and I was just trying to draw, and I was having a really hard time focusing. And then, like, I'm looking down at the table, hunched over on this table, just drawing away in my own little world, and I see, like, a little foot tap in, like, the corner of my vision by the table.
Yeah.
And so I just look at it, and I, like, look up, and it's these three people that are just standing there. They're very Gen Z-esque.
Okay. I was like, are you about to get kidnapped?
With fucking, like, different color hair and everything. You know, them just living in their own world.
Yeah.
Good for them. And homegirl had, like, pink and blue hair. And she started talking, but I couldn't hear her. So I took out my headphones and I just said, what?
Yeah.
And she said, so this is really uncomfortable for me, but you're, like, sitting in our spot.
Excuse me?
And I was like, what? She said, yeah, every time me and my friends come here and we sit in this exact spot every Saturday at this time.
Are you serious?
I was so serious. I was like completely like dumbfounded. Like, what the fuck?
And it's a Starbucks. Fucking sit someplace else, girl.
The entire thing was empty. I was the only person in there.
And they were fighting you over this one spot?
And they were fighting me over this one fucking corner.
Oh,
and
was it the corner that we normally go to?
No, it was like the opposite corner.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because I didn't want to sit on a big couch.
Yeah.
And so she was like, yeah, so can you move somewhere else? This is where we sit.
Did you tell her tough shit? I'm fucking sitting here.
And then I looked around. I was like, why don't you guys just sit somewhere else? She said, because this is where we sit. And I was just like,
is your last name Bucks and yeah. You're the star? Excuse
and
me?
Like, I didn't have like anything. I couldn't like come up with fucking words or anything. And then she was like, so do you want me to help you move your stuff or something?
The audacity. Oh, my
and
God.
And I just said, I'm not moving. And then she said, okay, picture this. Okay.
I'm just picturing you, your crazy ass, if she said something stupid.
She was like, I don't know why you're being rude. I asked you nicely and you don't want to move. And I was like, I'm not moving. You all can sit somewhere else.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't understand what your problem is. I said, you could. What did I say? I said,
why was she picking a fight with you over a seat?
I have no fucking clue. I was in my own world just drawing fucking turtles. And then I told her, I said, you can take your Skittles posse and go somewhere else.
Oh, I love a good clap back.
One had like yellow and orange hair and the other one had like blue and purple hair. So it was like,
you can taste the rainbow elsewhere, bitch.
And then she was like, I don't fucking understand. And then she like stormed out and her little posse like followed them.
The Starbucks employees look at her like she was nuts?
Well, I mean, they were all one of them had like very bright red hair and I don't think he was fazed by it. So, and I was just like, I don't know what the fuck just happened at all. Like, I was just
I don't even know how I would have reacted.
Like, I didn't even have like a crazy reaction or anything. I like, because I was just so like shocked. Like, who the fuck just asked somebody to move when there's an entire space? Who cares if they're sitting in your fucking spot?
An entire Starbucks. An entire it's not, this location isn't small. There's a rather large interior.
It is like big. This is not a location in the city where it's already packed or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, I would never walk up to somebody and ask them to move out of my spot. If it's my own fucking house, then yes.
Yeah.
But if I'm just out in public and like in a public service area, just fucking getting coffee, hot chocolate, fucking sandwich or something. No.
Like, please take a chill pill. Calm down.
Where does the fucking entitlement come from? That's what I want to know. What is like the deal with that?
Maybe there was something else going on in her life that day and she decided to take it out on you over a couch. I'm really like grasping for straws at this.
I am too, because I'm just so I'm still just so shocked when I think about it, because I'm just like, I don't understand at all. Like, who raised you?
I want to know.
I want to meet your fucking parents is what I want to do.
Speaking of looking for parents, went to the bathroom at the movie theater, which is always a mistake. And there were literally children running around.
Playing in the toilets?
Playing in the toilets.
Ew.
Playing in the urinals.
Ew.
Peeing on the floor.
Ew.
And I was so disturbed. I just walked out and was like, I guess I'm going to hold it for the rest of this 2-hour movie.
Maybe like their parents were too busy, like knees deep into Eternals or something.
I don't know. It was disturbing. I was worried that one of them was going to like climb under the stall. So I was just, I walked in for like a second and then walked right back out. I'm like, this is too much.
Ew.
Children are disgusting.
Yeah. It's gross.
The shit that people do in public. These people clearly didn't know how to act. Neither did these kids. It's just like...
But those are like kids' kids.
They at least have a reason to be
like
insane.
Not these fucking adults that are old enough to fucking buy Starbucks and sit and dye your hair a stupid fucking color.
They probably drove themselves there too. Those fucking weirdos.
God, probably in a Prius.
I was thinking that or a Kia Soul.
Oh, probably a Kia Soul, actually.
Little fucking hamster
or
car.
What's the other Cube one?
Oh, what, the Nissan Cube or the Scion?
The Scion.
Oh, yeah, they probably drove a fucking Scion.
Yeah.
Nothing against anybody else that drives Scions, but...
Yeah, so anyways, that's my little Starbucks drama story. I don't even know where the chaos from that came
from. So you didn't end up giving in and moving, correct?
No, of course
you
not.
You stood your fucking ground.
Yeah, I also left like 15 minutes later because I got cold. So... I was sitting like kind of close to the door, so every time somebody opened the door, it got cold.
I'm just really glad they didn't like scope out what cars were in the parking lot and just like wait around for you.
Yeah,
the Skittles posse would have could have jumped you.
Would have came home bruised with different colors.
Who's the Skittles now, bitch?
Taste the rainbow. Oh, gross. I do like Skittles, though.
Oh, do you like the classic ones or like the sour ones, or the tropical ones?
I like all of them. So, a long time ago when I was doing some things for the Air Force and I was deployed to Afghanistan, I made my mom send me care packages of Skittles, but I made her separate the colors from me in Ziploc bags.
You, sir, are the most extra human being I've ever met.
I didn't think that she would actually do it when I asked for it.
But she did.
Yes.
Aw. You can't say that your mother doesn't love you.
Yeah. Anyways. So I'm just kidding, Mom. I love you, bye.
Also, am I the only one that gets, like, when I eat those damn sour Skittles, the roof of my mouth is just gone.
Oh, no. That's whenever I eat something too sour, like... like
Sour Patch Kids too.
Sour
they
Patch
like,
Kids.
Like
if I'm like really going hard on that bitch, yeah.
The motherfuckers will cut you up.
Cut you. I'll just fucking tear you up.
But they're so good.
Tear you up more than any dick ever could. Well, maybe not you with your story, but
you're not teeing that one up today.
Oh my god! So did you go cruising this weekend?
Nope.
Are you sure? You said it was a good weekend. It sounds like you went cruising.
Girl. No. I was at a movie theater.
Cruising.
No. 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 I went on a cute little date. Went and saw a movie.
So y'all went cruising together.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's good to have goals for your relationship.
Wow, Jacob. Wow.
Just kidding. If he ever hears this, I'm sorry.
Jacob, where can you find us on Instagram?
We're not closing this up just yet. Who would you say, do you have like an underrated artist, singer, songwriter?
Oh, you always ask me these questions when I'm not prepared for them.
That's why they're good questions.
An underrated artist or performer. Oh, Queen of the South.
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know who that is?
I mean, no.
She's like a female rapper. She's from Georgia.
Ugh, God, I'm already bored.
But she actually has a couple good songs.
Like where in Georgia? Like what?
Atlanta.
Lord, I don't know. No, I'm okay. Next, anyways.
Do you have an underrated?
I do.
Artist.
But so wait, hold on. Has your artist ever been featured anywhere other than like a club?
She sang at Music Midtown, and she usually performs on like the.
Who did she open for?
She was just someone in the lineup.
Like a small lineup? Like she performed like in the middle of the day when everyone's passed out?
Yeah. Exactly. But who the fuck is she? She was... this is an unpopular artist. So we're not going to name drop him. But I just mean... No, unpopular. He's not a trending person right now because
I moved on from that. Her. I'm talking about her.
What about her?
You said she was.
Oh, and I completely lost my train of thought.
Cool. So... She's underrated, but like, has she, I don't know, like what?
She normally just performs on like the festival circuits and stuff.
So she's not like a touring person. She doesn't have an album or anything.
I think
like
she has an album out, but
or
it's
like an EP. Ugh, is it an album or an EP?
Yeah, Lotto. That's her name. She's Queen of the South.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got a full album out. It's got 18 songs on it.
Cool. It's neat.
21 Savage is on there. City Girls is on there. Gucci Mane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who's your underrated artist?
Gracie Abrams.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Period.
So good. No, I mean, she's been featured by Apple Music on some stuff. She's like had a, I think Zed like interviewed her. Zed, the Apple Music guy?
Yeah.
Or Zane? Zed. I don't know. Whoever does like the whole Apple Music stuff with the interviews every time an artist releases an album.
Yeah.
Her.
What is she? What is her vibe? What does she sing?
Very mellow, vibey type stuff.
Okay.
Like, I would say she's a cross between a Halsey with the poetry,
mm-hmm.
but like dark, but also soft.
Yeah.
And then like Taylor Swift and Lana. I think kind of Lana, because that's still very poetic, but like
but between poetic, like soft ballads.
Yeah, a lot like that. And she has like really good stuff. I don't know. I love her. She also just put out a new album. I'm going to go see her in D.C. in February, I think.
Oh.
So
where's she performing?
Just that like small stage venue. It's not.
Oh, like the Howard Theater or something.
Something like that. Or there's another one.
Like maybe Soundcheck.
No, there's another one.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
It's not
Hugh Street.
Yeah, I think so. It's like not a stadium.
Yeah.
But it's like not like small like a theater either.
Maybe 930 Club.
I think that one's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's really good. Very vibey type things. I played that song, the Feels Like song.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Her. That's her.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Pretty good stuff. Very vibey.
Yeah. Okay, Zach, so where can people find us?
Yeah, we're on Instagram at chaos_podcast101.
Awesome. And where can people find you?
Also on Instagram at Zach Z Morris.
Oh, great.
Tagged in the bio.
Of the podcast Instagram.
Of the podcast.
Yep. And everyone can find me at Jacob_Daniel and also tagged in the bio. Jacob is JAKOB. So one last thing, Zach.
Yes.
How did you keep up with the chaos this last week?
I decided to get hip on Taylor Swift because I've been a hater for a long time.
Okay.
Finally love her. Britney Spears got freed. That kept up with the chaos. Oh, God. What else? Typical dating nonsense, you know?
Is that that's what you're doing to keep up?
Yeah.
So what are you going to manifest this next week to keep up with the chaos? What kind of chaos are you manifesting?
Girl, I'm manifesting a check and a new damn job. Let me tell you.
Okay. Yeah, you keep working on that. So I kept up with the chaos by following all the Britney drama.
Yeah. That just
Taylor was literally my weekend and got yelled at by some fucking Gen Z little kid. Is it Gen Z or Gen X? It's Gen Z, right?
Gen Z.
Yeah. Some fucking child just yelled at me with her fucking Skittle head.
Little grumpy asshole.
Yeah. Which I'm still kind of questioning. And I literally have nothing but chaos scheduled for work. In the office today, they literally said, because I'm in a new office, and they said, I hope you're ready for the chaos.
Oh God.
So I was like, I said a lot, that's on brand.
That's a scary warning to get at work.
And they asked what? I'm like, nothing. Never mind.
Never mind.
I do not need them to find out about this podcast. Okay. It's kind of like how teachers try to hide their TikToks.
Very that.
That's me, and that's this podcast. That's all this good stuff. Subscribe if you guys like us. Please subscribe.
Please.
Please, please, please. And lastly, here's to love. Here's to honor.
If you can't come in him, come on him.